Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us This Week in America. The book Understanding Type 2 Diabetes, The Chemistry of Diabetes by Barry Johns Potter has been called a lifesaver, a wonderful handbook of diabetes that makes it possible to gain control over this deadly, debilitating, insidious, and currently incurable disease. For Barry, the story is very personal. He was a full-blown diabetic, didn't even know it, shocked when he found out. He was prescribed various drugs and soon found out that managing this disease was going to be far more complex than just taking a few prescribed pills. So he began extensive research on the internet. Now in excellent physical condition, the knowledge he gained in his book, Understanding Type 2 Diabetes, The Chemistry of Diabetes, and Barry Johns Potter joining us via Skype on This Week in America. Barry, welcome to the program. Important message. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me here.
This is really a message that needs to be told, and we'll talk about the personal aspect here in a second because it's a story that so many people can relate to because they really don't understand they're even close to the disease or have it. When you wrote the book, what was the purpose of the book? What do you hope to achieve in writing this book?
Well, when I got diabetes, when I found out that I had it when I was diagnosed, I was completely unaware of it, which was relatively shocking. I was very healthy and working. And I went to the doctors and they prescribed some medications that were pretty rough on my body. I had some bowel problems and some joint problems. And it was kind of shocking and things got a little bit worse. And as I got into it, I decided that I wanted to try and delve out on my own and do more research and figure out what I could do to help myself get a handle on my body and get things back to where they belonged. So I went on about a 10-year investigation of all the things I could find out about diabetes, went on the internet pretty much every day and looked at all the institutions that were doing research to try and find a way to get a handle on things and get my body back under control.
And you mentioned you found out it became almost a worldwide, well, certainly a worldwide epidemic, rapidly becoming a pandemic. Were you surprised worldwide what a real problem this is?
Well, it's pretty staggering. In 1980, according to the World Health Organization, about 4.7% of the world population had diabetes. And now as of 2014, it's up to 8.5%. And if you think about that, that's a staggeringly large number of the world population to have a disease. So it's moving through society worldwide at an alarming rate. Mexico has a staggering problem. China has a problem. India. Everywhere you look, it's getting a foothold well beyond normal proportions. And it doesn't seem to be anything slowing it down. The governments of the world aren't talking about it too much because no one seems to know what to do or how to counter this. And it's currently incurable. There's a lot of theories and a lot of people working on it. But as of right now, there's nothing you can take that unequivocally will clear this up.
The book is Understanding Type 2 Diabetes, The Chemistry of Diabetes. Barry Johns Potter is the author and our guest. The book's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's shocking as you talk about the food choices we make, how it influences how our bodies function. Is it possible to eat your way into becoming a type 2 diabetic?
Well, yes, it is. That's the alarming thing I discovered when I first got this disease and I was given some medications by my primary doctor, just a regular general practitioner, and they weren't working well for me. I signed up for a two-day class at the University of California, San Francisco, and I learned that most of the food I was eating was fuel for the disease, which I found really shocking. I had no idea that carbohydrates get converted to sugar in your body. So everything I was eating, bread, pancakes, waffles, things like that, that I thought were harmless, were actually very bad for me. And the American diet, which they call the standard American diet, or SAD, is loaded with bread and hamburger buns and toast and all kinds of carbohydrates, donuts. Everything we like to eat ends up being a very poor food choice. So once I learned this, I went about changing my behavior as far as what I was eating and how I ate it and when I ate it, how much I ate. These all have a bearing on your blood sugar, which of course in diabetics, we have a problem controlling our blood sugar. So your food choices are paramount in controlling this disease. And if you don't pay attention to this and it goes uncontrolled, you can have very severe complications from this disease, several of which include blindness, amputation, loss of your ability to control your bowels, incontinence due to bad nerve function. It's a very severe disease. So I wanted to make sure that I got a good handle on what I was supposed to be doing and eating. And it turns out that fruits and vegetables are excellent for you, and a certain amount of protein as well from meats and fish are good, but you don't want to go too far overboard on that because there can be problems with that. So the food choices are critical, and the prepared foods and fast food are some of the worst things you can be eating. So that's something you need to think about when you're making your choices in the supermarket, because you can actually eat your way into becoming a diabetic.
The book is Understanding Type 2 Diabetes, The Chemistry of Diabetes. It's very easy to read. Barry talks a lot about his own circumstances, and touch on that in a second. But you talk about the scary part of the disease. One of those is that you can be a full-blown diabetic and not even know it, and you can have for 10 or 12 years before you became aware of it. That was your case. Let's go back to September 11th, 2000. You're in the doctor's office. Your job requires physical fitness. You think you're in great shape. You're up on roofs as a roofing contractor every day. Talk about that visit, the shock when you found out that you've got a serious medical problem.
Well, it was a real shock. I, as you mentioned, was working in California as a roofing contractor doing commercial industrial buildings, which are very large, and you have to have somewhat of an attack mentality to get anything done. So we're up there working every day diligently, and I ate at the time about five times a day. I ingested 10,000 calories a day. I've always been a big eater. And the only sign I had that something was wrong was that normally at the end of the day, my pants were pretty tight after ingesting that much food, but they were loose at the end of the day. So I thought, wow, that's kind of strange. So I went to the doctor. I hadn't been in probably 20 years because I really don't get sick. And he said, you're very healthy. Everything's great. Your cholesterol's good. Everything's fine, except that you have really high blood sugar. You're either extremely diabetic, or we made a mistake at the lab. And when I was retested, we found out that I was, in fact, a raging diabetic. My blood sugar was almost 400, and normal is less than 90 or up to 90. And there's a thing called hemoglobin A1C, which is a long-term measure of your blood sugar over the last 3 months. And normal is 4.5 to 5.7, and I was 14. So I was in very, very bad shape and completely and totally unaware of it, which just absolutely floored me.
And shortly thereafter, the symptoms really started hitting, didn't they? Talk about the dramatic body changes that you went through.
Well, what happens in diabetes is your body loses its ability to use the glucose that is broken down in your digestive system and sent to your cells. Insulin is produced by your pancreas, and it's needed to help get the glucose out of the bloodstream into your cells. And shortly after I was diagnosed, I had been about 207 pounds for decades, a little bit overweight, probably by about 17 pounds, but not much. And all of a sudden, I started just getting weak and losing weight, and I went down to about 175 pounds in about a month, 5 weeks. It just, my body would no longer accept the glucose in my bloodstream. It wouldn't let it in my cells. And I just started to shrivel up, and it was pretty shocking. So I got to a new doctor, and he got me squared away pretty much and got me on some medications that started to get me back to normal. And that's when I realized I had to radically change my lifestyle, my eating patterns, the amount of exercise I was getting. And I got involved in looking at supplements and vitamins and minerals to make sure that I was getting everything I needed. The unfortunate thing about being a diabetic is because fruits and vegetables are really good for you, fruits contain high amounts of sugar, which of course is not good for us. So supplements can get me a lot of the things that I need without the sugar. So I started changing my entire pattern of how I conducted myself. And I actually needed exercise more than the exercise I was getting on the roofs, which was relatively shocking. I mean, because I was working very hard. But by doing this, by changing my food patterns and my exercise patterns and taking supplements, vitamins, and minerals, I was able to get myself back up to around 190 pounds, which is where I belong, and able to function at work and be somewhat normal again.
The book we're talking about is Understanding Type 2 Diabetes, The Chemistry of Diabetes. Barry Johns Potter is the author and our guest on the program. It's interesting, and maybe I'll get your opinion on this. When someone is diagnosed, your regular doctor started treating you. And in the book, you talk about that. That really didn't go well. You ended up basically learning on your own. How important is it to get to someone who really deals with diabetes that can get you the proper attention? And how important is it to look into things like supplements and alternative medicine techniques?
Well, I believe it's very important. I was going to my general practitioner, yes, doctor, who was an excellent doctor, but he wasn't trained in endocrinology, which is blood chemistry, or the study of the hormones in your body. Insulin is a hormone. And he had got me on some pretty good medications, some that had a good track record that had been around for a long time. But he initially gave me too large of a dose, and it caused me to have problems with my bowels. I got diarrhea, and it also hurt my joints. And he really kind of refused to let me go. He wanted me as a patient. And I finally said, look, I need a referral to go to, you know, a professional that specializes in diabetes. And he let me go see this other individual who started getting me on the correct path. But one of the pharmaceuticals he got me on was relatively new, and I didn't trust it. The other one had a track record, but I kept asking him about this one, and he kept reassuring me that it was fine. Well, I come to find out that it causes pancreatic cancer in some people. So you really have to be careful about what you do and who you listen to. And sometimes the doctors are so busy, they pass the buck, kind of. They're told by the pharmaceutical companies that everything's okay, so they just tell you that everything's okay. And in reality, it might not be. So it's up to you. It behooves you to pay attention to your own body and your own gut. And if you don't think something's safe or acceptable, do some research on your own and find out really what's going on. And that's what I did. And it was very beneficial for me because it got me away from that particular drug and into the homeopathic method of taking care of this disease, as well as changing my behavior with regard to the food that I ate, how much I ate, learning how to eat. The class at UCSF taught me that I shouldn't ingest any more than 40 grams of carbohydrate per day, or per meal, excuse me. And if you go over that, it was going to affect my blood sugar. So there's a lot to learn and a lot to pay attention to. And if you don't, you're going to have a real problem because, again, the complications are terrible. Diabetics are 25% more likely to go blind than people with proper blood sugar levels. So at one point I read a book that stated that if you don't pay attention, you'll die a very slow, miserable death. And that definitely got my attention. So I knew I was on the right track to doing my own educational research and talking to doctors as well. And the doctor I had was an excellent doctor, but he was continually trying to get me on insulin and statins and things that I didn't think I needed. I've now been diagnosed with diabetes for 19 years, and I'm still not taking insulin, although that may become necessary in the future. Right now, I'm managing the disease through proper use of food and exercise and vitamins and minerals and supplements. So it's important to educate yourself. It's up to you to take care of yourself, to take charge. And for people that don't have diabetes, this book will tell you how not to ever get it. It discusses what's in food, the good chemistry in food. I go into it pretty much in depth, but it's fairly easy to understand what I have to say. And it explains why, for instance, like the dark green leafy vegetables are very good for you, as well as fruits and veggies with bright colors. Bright colors are indicative of very good chemistry.
And reviews in the book, they all talk about it's written in layman's language, which is excellent for people. It's a very readable book. It's got basically what 10 years of research, what you went through, your success story. You've got a scientific background. How important was that in getting you where you are today, which is a healthy person, because you knew where to look, you knew how to look for scientific information online that would be beneficial to you? What role did that play in your success?
Well, it was very helpful that I had a biology background. I went to school and was a biology major, and I knew a little bit about how the body worked and where to go to look for the information that I needed answers to. So for me, it was far easier than the average person to go look things up that I knew about. I knew about how the body produced its energy, It's called ATP, adenosine triphosphate, and the Krebs cycle and certain things involved in biology. And I discuss this in the book in very easy to understand terms, but you understand when you read the book how the body derives its energy, what the mitochondria are. The mitochondria are in all your cells, and they use about 85 to 90% of the oxygen we breathe to produce energy. That's why we breathe. So I explain this all, and I talk about it in easy to understand terms, and the book's kind of like a basic chemistry biology course, along with what happened to me throughout the course of my endeavors. You know, good medicine, bad medicine. I went to a variety of doctors, the best doctors basically money can buy. I was living in the San Francisco Bay Area, and they were available to me. And I just realized that there was a better way after some time-tested incidences with this drug and that drug and things not working real well. Or one drug actually quit working. It worked real well, but then after 4 years or so, it kind of quit working. So these kind of things stuck in my mind, and I realized I had to look for a different approach. The old saying, there's more than one way to skin a cat, is very true.
The book is Understanding Type 2 Diabetes. The author is Barry Johns Potter with us on the program. Couple minutes left. Talk about how you are today. I say you're healthy. You certainly look healthy. The video of today's program will be up on YouTube that you can see. How are you today? You look like you're in good shape.
Well, I'm in great shape. I'm down to what my weight should be. I'm working right now. I'm almost 67 years old. I'm still working on roofs, enjoying it, staying healthy, out, able to dance. I have plenty of energy. And I attribute that to my food choices and the supplements. I can't tell you how much better I feel now that I'm relatively off of most of the pharmaceuticals. I still take two that are necessary to help me remain as a real functioning, healthy person. But by and large, I just rely on the basics of good food, good nutrition, not eating poor food, not eating prepared food, fast food, things like that. The big people in the world have got us on the microwave fast track, and that's not the place to be. You need to get back to eating real good food, well-balanced meals. Exercise is critical. Exercise helps improve your blood pressure, helps get the glucose out of your blood system into your cells where it belongs. And it's just overall very good for diabetics. It's good for everybody, but particularly for a diabetic. So I'm real healthy. I'm very happy. And I'm glad that I was kind of forced into doing this research, because it showed me a path that I think is far superior than one to getting hooked into the what I call the pharmaceutical industrial complex, where we're just given pill after pill after pill, and they don't really work for curing anything. They more or less mask the disease. I think the main consideration in life is try not to get sick to begin with. Take care of yourself. Pay attention to what's going on in your body, and eat properly, and get good sleep. Eat well, drink a lot of water. Water is very important. And all this is talked about in the book. Plus, the book discusses, there's over 200 topics in the book. It discusses why we age, how we can get around possibly aging at the same rate. Maybe we can slow it down a little bit. So a lot of things in the book that are good just for people in general, not necessarily a diabetic.
I was going to say, you don't have to start at the beginning and go all the way through, do you? You can read certain chapters. You can go back to certain chapters to get information to make your life better.
Absolutely. You can go right to the back and look at the supplements that I take and why I take them. Or you can go to the middle and learn about some of my life experiences, what happened and why certain things evolved in my life. And go to the beginning and a little bit about biology and chemistry. So you can just kind of bounce around if you'd like. But I think it's probably best if you really want to get a handle on things is to start at the beginning and learn the biology and the chemistry that I discuss, which is very easy to understand. So you fully understand what's in the back part of the book, the further chapters, and understand what you should do.
If somebody is listening and they already have diabetes, is it possible to mitigate, to slow, even possibly stop the diabetic condition?
Yes, it is. There are several supplements and drugs that I take that are very, very effective in lowering blood sugar. They've been used in Europe for years. They were actually prescription drugs in Europe for the last 20, 30 years, and they can be bought over the counter here in America. And none of my doctors ever mentioned them, talked to me about them, or, I had no idea they were even in existence. And so there's many, many things in the book that discuss supplements and minerals and things that I take that are very advantageous for diabetics. I can actually take some of these drugs when my blood sugar is a little high and test again in a half hour and it'll be substantially lower. That's how effective they are. So there are things out there, contrary to popular belief, that do in fact work that are not super powerful pharmaceuticals. They're basically more mild-mannered homeopathic ways to deal with this disease.
Well, these are ways that worked for you. You feel they can work for others. You are sharing that story in the book, Understanding Type 2 Diabetes, The Chemistry of Diabetes. The author is Barry Johns Potter. The book is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to get information on Barry's book. Barry, a pleasure having you on the program. It's an important story that needs to be told. Thank you for being with us on the show today.
Thank you very much, Rick. I appreciate it.
Book, Understanding Type 2 Diabetes, The Chemistry of Diabetes by Barry Johns Potter. The book's available Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Link on directly to get information on the book. Today's program will continue right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.